Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Michael and Patty, Prince Edward Island Real Estate and Everything PEI show. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for listening to our podcast. This show is completely unscripted, unedited, and unhinged, and today we're talking about, how would you say, interesting PEI facts, interesting stuff about Prince Edward Island, and we're going to hand the helm over to Patty. Say hello to our 8 to 10 listeners.
Hello. Hi, Michael. Yeah, we always talk about real estate and we reference Prince Edward Island and, you know, discuss some case scenarios applicable perhaps probably around the Maritimes and again, try to address the entire country. But we really don't share anything about where we live. And from what I know, a lot of people across Canada and probably many countries around the world have Prince Edward Island on their bucket list of places, must-see places to see before they pass. So it's on their list.
You think?
Yeah. I know many people that have said, PEI is on my bucket list of must-see places. So
I think a lot of them end up in Nova Scotia because Nova Scotia does a much, much better job and has a much larger budget to market their province. And both of us had, having lived in Ontario for many decades, never heard of PEI. We always heard of Nova Scotia. And just for our listeners, you don't want to go there. It's overpriced. PEI is much nicer. The better beaches, better golf courses. Everything's better. Plus, we're surrounded by water for our own protection if COVID happens again.
You realize someone from Nova Scotia is going to want to debate this.
You can go on realtor.ca and check the real estate values and see what an awesome deal Prince Edward Island is. Back to you.
Okay. So today we just thought we would share some fun facts, some interesting facts, and just tell you a little bit about Prince Edward Island. So the first thing I just want to start with is the population. When I moved to Prince Edward Island, the population was around 142,000. And that was back in 2009. What was the population when you moved here, Michael, and what year was that?
It was just over 25 years ago, and it was probably 125, 130.
Wow, okay. So some definite growth, because today, or as of October 2023...
And if I may interject.
Absolutely.
All of them, except for me, were from the island. I was the only person from away.
I'm sure there were some that were from away at that time as well. Okay, what's from away? Because not everybody knows. If you were not born on Prince Edward Island, we are considered CFAs or come from away. So you will never get rid of that label or title. We have some that are, say, we call ourselves Islanders by choice, which is, you know, there's quite a group or population of us here now, but you will always be labeled a CFA. So that's what he was talking about from coming from away. So the population as of October 2023 is 175,853, with a growth from 2022 of 6,707 new residents on our island. So just so you know what the population is, Prince Edward Island consists of actually 231 little minor islands, and all of them are called, they're all Prince Edward Island. So some of them might have little nicknames, but I don't think many people, did you realize there's 231 little islands that make up PEI?
Yes, but what constitutes an island? It could be a piece of dirt that's 20 feet wide and they refer to it as an island, and mm-hmm. it's underwater during high tide because we've had them listed.
Yes. Yeah. No, I just thought that was an interesting fact. Fact number three, Prince Edward Island is the 104th largest island in the world. That I did not know. Number four, no matter where you are on Prince Edward Island, the beach is accessible within a 15-minute drive. And this I do know. So when people say, I want to be a short distance, tying this into real estate.
15 minutes is awfully generous as far as, I can't see it taking more than 5 minutes to get to a beach anywhere on the island.
But some areas, 15
what,
minutes.
What area?
So if you were, say,
in New Brunswick?
No, not New Brunswick. We're talking on the island.
Is there a 15-minute...
St. Charles.
There's no way there's 15 minutes.
I think there might be.
St. Charles is up west.
Okay. Few
and remember
St.
that.
St. Charles is east.
Oh, is it? Remember, yes. It's down east, up west.
Yes.
So if you're east or west of Summerside and Charlottetown, that's how you refer to it.
Okay.
Still wouldn't be 15 minutes.
Well, my stats say...
After this podcast, I'm driving out to St. Charles and in a time. How long it takes me to get to a beach?
Okay. Number five.
Or is that walking?
No, this is driving. It says driving.
What am I driving? A moped? A bicycle? Lamborghini?
Oh, Michael. And I didn't realize I was going to be debating
do
these
some research.
Points out.
On to the next
You
one.
Do the research. So, number five. It is 280 kilometers long from tip to tip, and 6 kilometers in one area and 64 kilometers wide. So the 6 kilometers would be Summerside, and 64 kilometers would be, would you say that's the east? Well, anywhere, actually.
Well, getting back to Summerside, they say if there's ever going to be major, major, major tides that the Summerside area will be underwater, and the mass of Prince Edward Island will be divided into two large islands. So you'd have up west, as we refer to it, and the rest of the island. Where the other measurement comes from, I don't know.
Yeah.
You could have just made it up.
I didn't make it up. Prince Edward Island has over 1,100 kilometers of shoreline. And do you know how much of that is beach?
No.
No? There is over...
What's a beach?
Sandy beach frontage, I'm assuming. Would you consider a rocky shoreline a beach?
I think, again, that's a debate because, you know, you can travel the world and beaches are made out of volcanic black rock. We got rocky beaches in other provinces that these people don't want to buy or move to. So what's a beach? Would that just be shoreline or does it mean there's a red? You know, we've got white sandy, pink sand. We've got red sand, clay. We've got marshy areas. We don't really have any rock, bedrock here. Shale.
All right, well, there's over 800 kilometers of beach. As yet to be determined, how is that defined?
Really?
Okay. The highest point on PEI?
That,
do you know what
is,
that is
in, oh, what's the name? I actually drove to it. It's in someone's backyard down a laneway.
Is it Ebenezer, Bloomfield?
No, it's Springton.
Springfield?
It's down 225 Concora Road.
Well, it's 466 feet above sea level.
And what's the location?
I don't have the location. I only had so much room.
So if you go to Charlottetown, grab 225, which brings you to Concora, it's actually on the internet, and you go up this dirt road that's non-existent. It's more someone's backyard, and you're actually at the highest location because I checked it with GPS.
Okay, and since Prince Edward Island is a island, and we are not connected to the mainland at all, since what year was it, 1987, that the Confederation Bridge?
No, it was around 97.
97?
97, 98.
Okay, oh, sorry, 97, 98. Do you know how long the Confederation Bridge is?
It's long.
Take a guess.
12 miles.
12.9 kilometers.
Okay. Eight miles.
The main industries on Prince Edward Island, the number one industry, which is easy. What's that, Michael?
Number one industry?
Yeah.
Would be agricultural.
Yes, that's our top industry here.
Tourism, probably.
Tourism, and then followed by aerospace and defense, bioscience, and renewable energy. Those are all industries that are pretty prevalent on PEI. One of the things that people love about Prince Edward Island is our soil. So you had mentioned earlier that we have red sandy beaches, white sandy beaches. So PEI is famous for our red soil. And do you know how it gets its color?
From iron.
Yeah, from the high iron content, which oxidizes when exposed to air, which makes our red cliffs and all our beautiful pictures that we and a lot of tourists all love to take in that here on the island. Potatoes. So a fun fact about potatoes. Potatoes have been produced on Prince Edward Island since as early as 1771. That's a long time ago. And a third of Canada's potatoes come from Prince Edward Island. So pretty cool stat.
Super cool.
It is super cool. Do you have any stats? You've been here for 25 years.
What I find interesting is if you look at the world map and you understand the concept of Pangaea, looks like PEI was conjoined with Ireland, which is also has the same similar soils, and they also grow potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're probably absolutely right. Which is really neat when we're watching. There's a new series out, Michael, called Planet Life. What is it? Market Freeman.
It's on Netflix, and it's about the evolution of the Earth.
Yeah.
Over hundreds of millions of years.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting interesting series out there just to talk about it. But yeah.
We're up to the episode now where Patty was in high school.
It's pretty funny.
That's it? Those are your 10 points?
Those are my 10 points. And for those who don't know, 1 kilometer is equal to 0.62 miles. When I threw out some numbers, and if you are not into the metric and an imperial...
If you're not into the metric system yet, Americans, and the people in the UK, because their streets are still in miles, it's time to join the rest of the world in the metric system. Maybe we'll have a separate episode on the metric system. It works great.
Fine. If you notice in my stats, I also did reference feet. So, you know, we kind of go flip back and forth.
We're just as guilty, because all our measurements for houses are all in feet and acres, and they should be all in metric meters, centimeters, and hectares. I don't even know what a hectare is. You know, the people that use metric in real estate in Canada is the federal government that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So that being said, we've covered it all. There's nothing more to say.
Oh, there's lots about Prince Edward Island. I just thought I'd put together and extract a list of maybe some of the 10 highlights. There's slang that, you know, PEI uses. Once in a while, you'll hear Michael say that the roads are slippy outside. And that really, there's an R missing and it is slippery. But that's an island slang term. What other terms do you...
I don't know. Well, maybe we'll make that a separate special episode.
Sounds good. Well, I hope you enjoyed all our... a few, just 10 of PEI's fun or interesting facts, and to get to know a little bit more about where we live and where we call home.
There is two interesting things, if I may, prior to our departure mention. And that is, someone asked me the other day about internet, which today is like electricity, as far as a required utility. And mosquitoes. They asked me, what's the internet like? Well, if you don't know, PEI is on a rampage to put fiber op cable down everywhere, and you're finding it in the most obscure, odd places. The point being is they're running it everywhere. So it's just not a matter of being in a subdivision of 1,000 houses. They're running it down to cottage subdivisions that have 6 houses. They're running it absolutely everywhere. And another interesting fact, which I heard, you can prove factual, is I also heard that PEI has more roads per capita than any other province in Canada. You can make that your little project to look that up.
Yeah.
So having said that, this fiber project is huge. But if you don't have fiber, and there's a map online showing from Bell where that fiber is or where it's planned to be, we also have Eastlink Cable, which offers high speed. We also have Bell Cellular, which I forget what it's called, LTE system. And then we have a number of privately owned wireless systems for internet. Plus, you have a multitude, or I should say a couple of satellite. Actually, yeah, there is a multitude. So you have Elon Musk's system. There's another competitor, Elon Musk. And then there's a bunch of other satellite companies that have been around for a while. But they also have a bunch of latency issues as well, unless they've been resolved. So the other question was mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, the fastest way to learn if there's bugs in the area is look for screened-in rooms. You can tell a lot by looking at a house, vegetation, the angle of the trees, their soffits and downspouts about that house, its structure and the foundation. But in the case of bugs, look for screened-in rooms. The other thing mosquitoes like is they like tall grass, they like stagnant water. May that be a huge swamp of 100 acres, or Could be just something as little as a coffee cup or someone threw an old tire in the forest, we've found from previous research. They don't travel far, so just because someone has mosquitoes 3 miles away doesn't mean you're going to. But if you are on a swampy area or there's any stagnant water, you're treed in and there's no wind, you're probably going to have bugs. If you don't have those things, chances are you're going to be a lot better off, and you'll notice the houses around you don't have everything screened in. There are a few areas where what they should really do is screen the entire subdivision in because it's so bad. Our main issues with mosquitoes, followed by black flies, but black flies are only in isolated areas. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, there's only little pocket areas.
Those are the subdivisions you only want to visit in the middle of winter when the water is frozen. So that's it. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.
Have a super day.